Both turned toward the canvas tent. It was beyond the circle of braziers, rich with shadows, and from underneath the sheeting came the noise of workmen banging steadily.
Appears as if it's still there, doesn't it?
Do you really think Ryan will fall for the same trick twice?
Even if he's told the tank isn't under the canvas, he'll still have to send people to double-check. Whether it's Ryan himself, his brat, or bitch, we'll be ready.
Unless they avoid the gas again. It only repelled them last time. And if they should find out where their machine really is and get it started, how will we stop them from reaching the Northern Pass without the wall blasters?
Tuh! The defense is along the main road.
Are designed to keep the invaders out, not prisoners in.
She rubbed her lip, gently adjusting her new tooth.
We should triple the guards in the tower, or better yet, have them remove the tires.
Richard blinked.
Remove? Why not just slash them? It's a lot easier and faster.
Because we'll need the tires to operate it ourselves. And that large a size is hard to find intact. Those are military tires, not merely ones from a truck. Destroying the tires would be stupidity. Removing them will retard any attempt to escape.
Yes, I see. It should take them at least an hour, perhaps more, to put them back on. And in 15 minutes we could flood the entire ville with gas.
Richard took her hand and kissed it.
So wise, and yet so beautiful. You will be a worthy queen.
If we survive.
Amanda reclaimed her hand. It was sloppy with spit, but she dared not wipe it clean.
If? But surely everything is under control.
Not quite. We have the tank in our possession, true, and are finally inside, but we still can't turn on any of the systems.
Richard dismissed the matter with a cavalier wave.
Ryan or one of his people will tell us where the hidden switch is located, or the correct command code to type in, or whatever the secret startup procedure is. If not, then I'll assign our best techs to the problem.
Best remaining techs? The experts were killed trying to get through the booby-trapped hatch in the floor. We need Ryan alive, just in case, or else all of this might prove to be pointless. We'll own the ultimate weapon, but won't be able to turn it on.
Annoying, but true. However, I might have an answer to that. How long till sundown?
She looked at the sky.
An hour or so, why?
Captain of the guards!
From out of the shadows, the robed fat man scurried over.
Yes, my lord?
Summon criers and have them spread the word. At the evening bell, we'll kill a random slave every hour until Ryan and his people are turned over to us alive. Alive, mind you. If they're dead, then every child in the whole ville will go to the Twisters.
At once, your highness.
The trembling man bowed and scuttled inside the prison fortress. Amanda sat upright from eagerness.
Brilliant, dear brother. The slaves will have no choice but to give us the outsiders.
With Ryan comes the tank, and then we'll have the wheel, and the world beyond.
Ryan might even turn himself in to save innocent lives.
The fool. And then he is turned over to Eugene.
Of course, my sweet. But not before we play with him for a while.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Ryan and the others were testing their supplies and strapping on weapons when JB and Mildred burst into the tunnel.
Have you heard? Mildred and I were checking on the moles for the explosives when a miner brought us the news.
A slave killed every hour. They must be insane.
Ryan pumped his shotgun to chamber around.
Desperate and insane. That's why we're hurrying.
We have 45 minutes remaining. How did the molds come out?
JB and Mildred slid the bulky packs off their backs and laid the canvas satchels gently on the stone floor.
They're okay. A few cracked, but dark night. Is sugar candy hard to work? Forms at 314 degrees and blows at 316. That's why I had it made in a side tunnel far away from us. Could have ignited during the pouring, or the cooling, or when I opened the mold.
45 minutes to do what exactly? Escape?
Ryan used a strip of black cloth to tie his hair back off his face.
To attack the Citadel.
Now? Hours ahead of the plan?
Yes.
You're insane.
Leaning against the stone wall, Troy nodded his agreement. Doc smeared lampblack over the silver head of his cane.
The sooner we hit, then the less prepared they are.
and the lower the chance that a slave will crack under the strain of seeing friends and family die and betray us to the ward.
Finished with his preparations, Ryan walked over.
How many bombs cracked?
JB removed his fedora and scratched his head.
6. Can't use them for anything but fireworks. They won't explode, only spray out wads of sparks.
Dean loaded another clip for his Browning high power and shoved it into his lumpy vest.
A diversion?
Too chancy. Better leave them behind.
We'll take them.
Ryan waved them on.
6 are broken, which leaves us with...
19.
JB rammed his hat back on.
It's not plastique, but when it goes, it'll sure ruin somebody's day.
Trapping?
Jack holstered his .357 Magnum pistol and drew the oversized Bowie knife.
Couldn't find any nails, so I used broken glass. Rubbed the pieces with sewage, too.
Jack stopped honing the curved blade.
Sewage?
The sewage infects the wound. Kills the victim days later.
Heads up, people. We're moving fast and don't want to leave anything important behind. Everybody give me an equipment check.
Got the bombs.
Jack patted a pocket.
Garat.
Dean raised his butane lighter.
Ready, sir.
With Christie's assistance, Mildred shrugged herself into her med kit.
Flashlight is fully charged.
Lisa, are your people prepared to do their jobs? We only get one shot at this, and we're behind schedule already.
We'll be there when called. Have no fear about that.
Ryan looked hard at the slim brunette.
If we fail, you fail.
Lisa didn't reply, but stepped closer and placed a tiny vial of milky fluid into his hand. Troy watched the passing with something akin to anguished grief. Ryan pocketed the vial and moved toward the hidden doorway of the tunnel.
Let's go kill a baron.
When the companions were gone, Troy reached into a pocket and withdrew a small packet of cloth. Accepting it, Lisa unfolded the piece of soft linen, exposing a small red piece of plastic with wires.
We removed it from under the control board.
Holding it by the edges, she lifted the square for a closer view. The details of the workmanship were amazing.
And the armored vehicle won't start with this missing?
So far, yes.
Good.
We should destroy the thing. Whitecoats brought down the sky and killed our forefathers. All science is evil.
She carefully laid the red square back on the protective linen.
Perhaps. Yet this is how we control the wasteland fighters. They'll do as we ask, but only for as long as we have possession.
He fought the urge to smack the thing from her grip and grind it under his sandal.
And when this is over, then what? We just give this to Ryan and let them leave?
With a neutral expression, Lisa gingerly wrapped the delicate piece of pre-dark technology in the cloth and said nothing.
I got him!
A dirty slave burst into view from the mouth of the coal mine.
Me! I got him!
In a brick kiosk, the SecMan on duty spun at the shout, a hand on his blaster. He scowled at the scrawny man running toward his post. Hopefully it wasn't another flood. The water that seeped through the stone walls of the mine was the Ville's only reliable source of drinkable water. Filtering by a couple hundred yards of stone removed most of the pollution from the acid rains of the outside world.
Got what, slave? Not Ryan!
The man came to a halt.
Yes! We were mucking against the winter damp, and there he was! So I shoved over a timber and the tunnel caved in. He's trapped in a deadhead with no way out! Come and see for yourself!
The SecMan grabbed his long blaster and shoved the slave ahead of him.
Show me, and you better be right.
The ward promised a reward of freedom for capturing the outsider.
The guard prodded him with the muzzle of the blaster.
And you'll get it, if it really is Ryan, and he's still alive. If not, your own children will be the first killed.
He's alive, you bet! This way, sir! This way!
At the entrance of the mine, the slave grabbed an oil lantern from a half-filled rack of them and lit the wick with a glowing piece of oakum. Directing the cone of light ahead of them, he scrambled into the main tunnel, with the guard following close behind. They went down several levels, following a zigzagging maze of the ever-narrowing tunnels, until reaching a branching intersection. Here, a dozen lanterns hung from wooden rafters supported by buttressed timbers anchored into the living stone. Milling about was a crowd of slaves clustered in front of a recent collapse, the tools of their lowly trade still in calloused hands.
Here! Right here!
They moved through the crowd and patted the sloping pile of pale rocks, tan stone, and ebony-colored coal-bearing ore.
He's behind this!
The sec man scowled. The debris reached from floor to roof and looked as solid as the mountain it came from.